Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome each and every one of you to our radio broadcast. We are so excited that you have decided to join us. And welcome to those of you in the chat room, for those of you who will dial in. We're so excited that we are actually in our Elizabeth office doing the broadcast. And I think that, you know, we have been talking about moving over to this facility to do the broadcast here, and we never got that done. But you know what? Everything has a perfect timing, a timing that you didn't work out, a time that you couldn't figure it out. But you know what? God had already had it all planned and how it was going to go down. And that's why we try to encourage people, just keep moving forward. And I so love our President Barack Obama and that message as he is going around the country and the nation and the world, letting people know it is about moving forward and not backwards. So I hope that you can hear me loud and clear. I'm going to ask my friend in the chat room if she could type it in and let me know that she can hear loud and clear. I want to make sure that that is happening, because this is an exciting, exciting moment. And we are here. We have the Women's Empowerment Workshop, which is the reason that we are here. And we are still waiting for more people to come and register. We had been informed yesterday that 3 people were going to be registering for that workshop. So I'm trying to see if I can get my good friend there in the chat room to let me know that you can hear loud and clear. If not, I will. Oh, yes. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I know you, woman of God, have your radio show also coming up, please type in the chat room the name of your show, the date and time that your show is going to launch and air, because we want to get the word out. We want to also celebrate you and the awesome things that you're doing in your work and in your ministry. And so we are so, so excited. You know, Cynthia, we're going around as far as we can go with this message of releasing your power. And today I would use as a topic success talk. You know, it's just so important that people understand how important it is to talk success. First of all, it would be foolish to talk defeat, wouldn't it? I mean, that just doesn't sound right, does it? You don't want to talk defeat. So you want to be able to talk success, and not just to speak successfully, but to actually have success as the heart and the center of what you're talking about. And so what I'm teaching people in success talk workshops that we're going to be doing all over the country, we're going to be teaching actually from the book, Release Your Power. In there is a chapter on speaking positively. And so from that chapter of the book, we have now moved to this topic of success talk. What does that mean? Like we said, yes, it's important and nice to have great communication skills and to be very articulate, to pronounce our words very effectively and very nice. Well, that really doesn't mean anything if you're not speaking success. Okay? You can have a lot of nice, fancy words. You can sound very intelligent. You can be very articulate, sound like you have a degree, sound like you've been in Harvard since you were age 5, but it doesn't matter if your words are negative. Okay? If your words are negative, if your words are not interesting, if your words are you don't have words that can be fulfilled. You know, words that will fulfill people so that they can achieve their inner most powerful greatness. You know, one thing I've learned about where God has brought me from is that everybody will not have the exact same experience, but everybody will have a great experience if they would just release their power. And part of that is that success talk. So, yes, I want to thank you, Cynthia, for that. Her show is called God's Daughters Ministry. Her first show will be next Thursday. Woo-hoo! So I feel like this is a launching celebration for that. And you're more than welcome, Cynthia, to come on. You can dial in and tell us more about it. Her show is going to air next Thursday, October the 4th, and just one day after the great debate. And she's going to be right here, y'all, on Blog Talk Radio, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you can also find her on Facebook. She also has a Facebook page and a Facebook group under God's Daughter Ministry. So it just goes to show you that you can have what you say. You have to speak success. And she also typed in the chat room that it is so true to speak life and not death over your life. And you know, you're so right, Cynthia, on that, because aren't we tired of doing that? So I know I am, and I want to speak, I want success talk over my life, in and around my life. As a matter of fact, I've said this before some years ago, and I haven't said it quite lately, but if you are a negative talking person, please do not call me. I have no use for you in my world. Call someone else. Call your other friends. But when you call me, let's talk success. Success talk. That's what I'm talking about. I was talking to students yesterday at Essex County College. Students in the Career Success Seminar course and students in the business, the Organizational and Management course. And even there, I would let those students know, you're here in college because you want to be a success. You want to make a success of your life. That's why you're here. So let's talk. Let's talk success. How can you be successful throughout your degree? So everywhere I go, I'm telling you, to release your power and success. That's the key. That's the golden keys for me right now. So here we are over here in Elizabeth. It's going down already. I've met a very, very important woman over here in the building, and we're putting together a plan for more success talk. The moment I made up my mind, and I put this out yesterday on Facebook, that we would be doing the show today about success talk, but it was already happening. And so a lot of times the topics that I choose, some people would say, well, why do you post your topics so late? Well, sometimes I can't post it until God releases it. And sometimes he releases it to me at the last minute. But as soon as he does, I know what to do with it. And so he released it to me late yesterday. I posted on Facebook, and God made a way for me to be here today to bring it to pass. And again, I want to welcome you if it's your first time tuning in. For those of you, I want to welcome you for going. You'll go back and listen to the archives. But if you want to change your life, if you want to have things that you never thought you could have, if you want to do things that you never thought you'd ever do, I'm telling you, you've got to speak success out of your mouth. Success in your finances. Success in your private life. Success in your ministry. You know, I don't understand these people with failing ministries and they're speaking negative. Hello, you got to speak success over your own ministry. Okay, you want to know why your ministry isn't growing and isn't more successful? Because you're speaking negativity. Do not do it. Speak over your health. Oh, I feel so bad. I feel so sick. I can't feel better. I never felt this bad. Well, guess what happens? More sickness, more bad and horrible feelings come your way. Same thing with our business owners. Oh, the economy is so horrible. The president is horrible. This is horrible. That is horrible. Be that as it may, but you were told, especially believers, you were told to speak those things that be not as though they were. So even if the economy, let's just say it really was horrible, but it shouldn't be horrible for you, but let's say it is, then you should be speaking that is great because you have the power to speak success. You know, I think about people might say, well, how is it not horrible for me? I don't have a dime. Like I told my sister, those people need to come to a cognitive therapy course, and I do those as well. I'm a trainer, so in case you want to know, why are you always doing workshops? Well, that's what trainers do. You know, I didn't give Capella University close to $100,000 for a training degree that I'm not going to train. So it's like a doctor. You're not going to go to school to become a surgeon or whatever else doctors go to school and learn how to do. You're not going to go to school and pay all that money and time to do that and come out and be an accountant. Right? You're going to come out looking to get hired in a doctor, in a hospital or in some type of medical field, you know. So that's what I'm talking about. You have to speak the successful things over your life. So guess what? You can wait, if you like, for somebody else to do it. I don't know if they're going to show up, and I don't know how soon they will show up. But I'm saying, why wait for them? Haven't you waited long enough? You know, I once waited for my mother to do it, and what happened? She ended up passing away on me. And who knows? She might have been a step away from it, you know. But I'm just giving you an example. I'm not saying she didn't speak success over my life, because she did. But the thing is, just imagine if she hadn't and I was waiting on her. I know people are waiting for their spouses to do it. Well, that's no guarantee. I know, as a matter of fact, my husband just told me about a situation where a friend of his just passed away. There's no guarantee that these individuals are going to be there long enough to do these things for you. So my suggestion and advice is that you need to learn how to do it for yourself. And, you know, not for nothing, but, you know, candidate for president, Mitt Romney, you know, this man in the tape that he was able to say something about a 47% of the population that, you know, won't pull themselves up or what have you, however you put it, don't care for themselves or whatever, won't care for them lives. Well, you know, in a way, at first I was a little angry, but now I'm glad he's pointed that out. Because people like me in the empowerment business, he has just confirmed and reconfirmed and affirmed that there's a whole market of people out there that we got to get this message to, that you have to empower you. You have to know how to have success talk. And again, what does that mean? You know, we're going to break this thing down for you. You know, the letters of success, you know, S-U-C-C-E-S-S, all right? You have to be able to, you know, speak these words over your own life. You know, so for instance, the first S, you have to say, you know what? I am going to be steadfast. You have to be steadfast in your journey of success. You know, you have to be not wavering, wishy-washy. Some days things may not work out the way you want them to work out, but you have to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the things that God has told you, in the things that, you know, He has promised for you to do, all right? The U stands for ultimate sacrifice. You know, God made the ultimate sacrifice, okay, when He sacrificed His Son. Now, you have to make also an ultimate sacrifice if you want to be successful, to be able to, you know, and here's the sacrifice. It is so easy sometimes to speak negative, okay, but you have to, all right, now, that's right, release that power and success will come. I love it, Cynthia. And you know, and you have to be willing to sacrifice, which is the ultimate sacrifice, and that's shutting up when it's time to shut up and not speaking that negativity out of your mouth. It's a big sacrifice because, you know, once something leaves the brain, it wants to keep moving. So that's why when that negative word or thought comes to your head, you have to be able to shut it down. And that means you have to make that sacrifice. The first C is for commitment. You have to stay committed. You have to give it your all. You have to be willing to tell those people around you. When they come around you, you have to shut them down. You have to be committed to the cause. You're trying to release your power. You're releasing your power. It's not about you. It's other people who need you. They need to hear. You heard what Mitt Romney said. 47% of the population is in trouble. That's the way he put it. I'm just tagging on what he said. I don't know if it's 47 or 67. I know the Bible says a lot of people are lost. And so when we do this success talk, I can't wait to get in front of some teenage mothers who have found themselves pregnant and don't know what to do. I can't wait to get in front of a group of women who are in a domestic violence situation. I can't wait to get in front of some teenagers or her who are being abused at home so that I can teach them success talk. Okay? Because here's the thing. Success talk is like our economy. You do things in 1 year, but you may not see the result of it for another year, maybe 2 years, maybe 4 years. And that's what our President Barack Obama knows. That's why he keeps saying, I did a lot. And they keep saying, well, you didn't do anything. That just goes to show you they need some success talk. Come on, Cynthia, why don't we get in the car and drive down to Washington, D.C. and go over to the Washington Post and let these pundits and these journalists know y'all got to stop all that negative talk and maybe we will see the economy. You know, they talk about how bad the economy is. Well, it's bad because of what you're saying. Because you're saying it's bad. Why don't you start saying how great it is? Because you start talking about that. I mean, if I can text anything to Mr. Joe, that's what I would text or tweet him. If you all begin to talk success talk, you see the economy turn around. And then we're going to let the second C stand for confidence. You got to be confident in the success that you are speaking. Okay, here's the thing. I'm confident when I put out the flyer, the Women's Empowerment Workshop, I can't put that out there in doubt that people will show up or people will sign up. I had to put that out there in confidence that people will show up. And then what did I got a phone call. Three people want to register for the program. Success talk over your life. And the E stands for efficacy. If you don't believe, you need to have efficacy over your life. And your efficacy needs to be high. I mean, it's already there, but you need to have it, and you need to have it at a high level. Successful children, successful students, successful adults, successful athletes, successful artists, successful entertainers, everybody is successful, authors, successful doctors and lawyers, and everybody that is successful has to have a high level of efficacy. Success talk, teaching people that they must speak highly over their own life. I'm not talking about being conceited. Most of this talk is going to be done privately in your own head. So there's going to be no one to judge you and say that you're being conceited. Okay? You're going to talk successfully over your life versus the negative self-talk that many people give and that many people have. I love how my good friend Dr. Grant, she encouraged me and she said to me, Lalisa, you know what? People, they don't know your destiny. And that's what I would say. So you can speak as much success over your life as you so choose and watch and see if things don't change. Watch and see if doors don't begin to fly open from you from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I dare you, as a matter of fact, I triple D dare you to start this success talk practice right here and now. In other words, be steadfast in saying things positive over your life. Make that ultimate sacrifice in what you're saying. Be committed to saying positive things. Be confident in what you're saying. Believe it yourself. Have that high level of self-efficacy. Right? And you will see that as you begin to go out in the world and, you know, and as you begin to talk to people and share your, if you have to share your ideas with somebody, you're going to see a big difference in what is happening around your life. Talking about success talk. And then the first S toward the end, that is actually the third S in the word, stands for see. You have to see it with your own eye, in your mind's eye. See yourself in that successful state that you're trying to, that you want to achieve in life. You got to see it. Picture yourself. Have a vision of what it looks like. If it's a successful author, doctor, teacher, lawyer, accountant, engineer, parent, minister, community leader, politician, journalist. There's so many things you can do. Artist, entertainer, playwright, play actor, whatever it is. Begin to see yourself in it. See where it's taking you. We're talking about success talk, y'all. And then the last S is for satisfied. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I dare you to be satisfied in everything that God has already done for you. I just dare you, I'm telling you. That's where he just will unleash this incredible wealth on you, is to be satisfied. That's success, y'all. People think success is just to be worried about this and striving for that. I talked about that on yesterday's show. To stop striving and just go to the next level. But when you're satisfied, wow, you know what you're saying is that you're comfortable. You're in the flow. You know. It's that you can see clearly now when you're satisfied. You're not distracted. There's so many things that can get you distracted and get you off course and off kilter. I'm excited. I hope you're excited about where your life is taking you. This is the Coach Lalisa Show, and I'm so honored that you tuned in and that you're here. I'm so glad that we're over here in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Come on over. We're going to be here for a couple more hours. Come and register for the release for the workshop, the Women's Empowerment Workshop that is based on the book, Release Your Power. Come on. Let's do it. I know you can. I know you will. And I tell you, the places that we are going, boy, oh boy, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for you. But you got to control your speaking. You've got to control your talk. We're going to do more teaching on that subject, more talking on that subject. What are you saying? What are you speaking over your life? Well, I am excited, excited, excited. We are entering into new deals. We are meeting new people. It's just so wonderful and awesome, the things that are going on. I tell you, I cannot be more happy with everything that's happening. So I hope that you are ready to take your life to a whole new level. It is going to be great. It's going to be real. You know, what a day. This day has been great all day because why? I spoke success over my morning. The moment I got up, I said, it's going to be a great day. I'm not even giving the day an opportunity to beat me to the punch. I'm going to get up saying it's going to be a great day. So I'm going to beat the enemy to the punch. You know, he thought he was going to pull one over on me, but trust me, I pulled one over on him. And I know you can do it too. Well, I think we're out of time. We're glad you tuned in to the chat room. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow in the morning. Friday will be on tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. I look forward to having you there. Tell somebody about the broadcast. Tune in to Release Their Power.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.